Back in for the second hour, and as promised, I think we have Eric Hughes. We have Eric Hughes there.
It is. It's Eric Hughes Jones, and I am here. Thank you for having me, PJ. I really appreciate your broadcast. What
very
a great
good, very good.
Of information you have.
Well, Hughes Jones, that has to be a Welsh name. That's very Welsh.
Yep.
Is that where
you're
here?
Getting close. Yep. The name is Welsh, but the ancestry is mostly Scottish.
Very good.
And I really value. Just in thinking about, you know, England, I was in England many years ago, decades ago, and I had a fantastic time. I really did, in England and Scotland, and I wanted to give a shout-out just in case, and it's been about 30 years, but in case my three friends, Neil, Toby, and Gavin, are listening, I just wanted to give a shout-out to my old friends. It's Eric in New York, and I want to greet all your listeners, and thank you for having me.
No, that's fine, that's fine. No, I'll explain that. I'm in Mid Wales here. I'm the only foreigner outside of I'm from Ireland.
Oh, originally. Very interesting.
But well, I've lived in Alberta and Ontario, and I've lived in Denver, Colorado, and I have some very good friends there. They're all Scandinavian and German people. The Rocky Mountain states are very. The foundation population there is German and Scandinavian, and very good, reliable people they are. I'm very impressed with them. But tell us how you got involved. And later on, we'll go through chronologically this absolute setup and attack on Tom Lacovara. How did you get involved in his campaign? Tell us how that started.
Well, I became friends with his co-host Lori Anderson, and Lori Anderson writes for Freedom Outpost and some other outfits. And so she brought me in knowing that I was, you know, an observer and an activist in the court system. She brought me in, you know, when Tom Lacovara was doing his radio broadcast on this same network that you're on called the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Tom's show is called Resurrect the Republic. And so they had me on as a guest occasionally to comment on the courts in general, and generally speaking, and then, of course, specific cases, you know, that would come along that were particularly egregious. And I'm big on helping, you know, specific people, even if it's just one case here, one case there. You know, if you can help a half a dozen people or a couple of dozen people or however many you can, even if it's just one. You know, we've done the work that we're supposed to do when we're put here. So staying on that
point. What have you done? What have you worked at over the years yourself? What's your main thing you've worked on over the years? What do you do?
Yeah, well, we started out as a little kind of a loosely knit, very small local band of patriots called Courtroom Observers, and I realized very early on that we in this republic, in this country, we're supposed to have three separate and equal branches of government, so each one puts a check and or balance against the other. And I very quickly realized that just in my typical interactions, and I'm not a career criminal, I don't do anything to try to hurt people, but I realized that in the police state and the nightmare that we're living under, the tyranny, and it's bad here, it sucks in everybody. And it came, you know, I started having, you know, I was walking my dog in a park, a 400-acre park, with nobody around for miles, and policemen would come riding out of the woods on horseback, no joke, and give people tickets and drag them into what I call the witch's court because of the black robes. And, you know, it happened to me. I said, this is ridiculous. So I called half a dozen or a dozen of my friends, and I said, hey, can you come to court with me, and I'll be there for you. So we kind of filled half the courtroom with a bunch of people for a simple doggy off the leash ticket. And from there, it just developed into helping, you know, patriots when they have to go to court. So once again, we had an old saying from, I think it was Ben Franklin, that said, we must hang together or we're going to hang separately. And I think people of all nations, whether it's England or America or, you know, African nations, European, everybody wants freedom or more, and more of it, because we enjoy a better more prosperous life, and it's better, it's just better all the way around when there is more freedom rather than less. So being a big freedom guy, you know, we started going to court together as courtroom observers, and then that grew into kind of a when I got involved with a liberty group that was nationwide, that gave me a national platform to get out and start networking with people all over the country. So I get calls from every state in the union saying, you know, you won't believe what's going on here. And, you know, so it just, it grew. And then the situation came along, unfortunately, with Tom. Tom is a wonderful man, Tom LaGuevara. His Resurrect the Republic is his broadcast. So I'm when I'm on the radio on this network doing his show, I'm a fill-in. It's really his show. He yep. had a minor statutory felony in his past. Something like, I forget the details. It was so minor. It was something like he had a girlfriend. He gave a girlfriend an expensive ring, and then she dumped him. So he took the ring back and sold it. And they arrested him for selling stolen material on him as a felony. That's just ridiculous. Oh, so
that was a Trump charge as well.
It was a typical domestic dispute that metastasized into a major felony, or, you know, enough of a felony where he was prohibited by United States statute from ever owning a gun again. Although there is paperwork you can file, and that they make it complex and difficult to do. But they tried, the government is now trying to say in America, the long and short is, that if you have a felony in your past, you can't own a gun. Well, that sounds really good on the surface. Oh, we wouldn't want felons owning guns. Well, guess what? When a felon is somebody who had two DWIs driving while intoxicated, and they weren't even drunk because the states are all lowering the threshold to almost one drink puts you drunk. So you can be driving just fine down the road, and if you get pulled over or run into a roadblock, you can possibly be accused of being drunk driver when you have nothing to do with being drunk. You just have enough alcohol in your blood where you can almost gargle with Listerine mouthwash now and blow over on an alcohol test. So anyway, they've lowered the threshold to the point of absurdity, and now people with a minor felony, a couple of DUIs, driving under the influence, or maybe they had an issue like Tom did, or a minor drug possession, a little bit of weed, and all of a sudden there's a felony on your record, and if you get caught anywhere near a gun, they lock you up in jail.
Just on that very point, name this outrageous charge. I haven't got it written down here, but you'll clarify it for us. His charge is constructive something or other. Name this charge.
The charge that Tom is facing, and notice how they use the word charge and not accusation. And we'll get to that later, because the manipulation of the language has a great deal to do with what I do and what I'm trying to resist. But anyway, the specific charge is called 18 U.S.C. 922-G1. That's 18 U.S.C. 922-G1. And the U.S.C. is the U.S. Code. And under Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 922, Subsection G1, it says possession of a fire convicted felon is a felony. So,
he didn't have a gun on him, isn't that correct?
Was that
he did not have any weapons on him.
He owned no guns, and what the situation developed when he was covering, as a reporter, covering the situation in Oregon about a year ago, year and a half ago.
The
Patriot standoff with the government, where the Patriots occupied the building to make a point that the land belongs to the people, not to the private corporation called the United States. He was reporting on the events out there in the trial, and you know,
I heard
place.
It. I was listening to his reporting. Yeah, carry on. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. He was doing a great job, and because he was such an effective reporter, is why they set him up. In my opinion, it was a setup because
he
didn't own any guns.
Laurie called it out there one night. It doesn't matter if you don't have this fictitious phrase, constructive something or other. What do you call that phrase?
Yeah, it's called, you've just pushed my button now. They call it constructive possession. So Tom was sitting in a hotel room in Oregon watching TV, checking out the mainstream news, and of course he's a truth reporter, and he wanted to see what the mainstream news was saying about what was going on out there. So he's a reporter out there covering for the, quote, you know, alternative media, so to speak, and he's sitting in somebody else's hotel room, and the police had showed up to talk to them about something. I guess he had, for some reason the police showed up, and I believe it was because Tom had wanted to talk to them. He actually initiated the contact, and he was trying to do the right thing. There were young teenagers at the Malheur Refuge, where the American Patriots were occupying the building, nonviolently, but they were armed, and so he didn't want to see any bloodshed, especially with the young people there. So he initiated contact with the police. He said, "I just want to talk to you guys and let you know I'm a reporter covering this. Are you guys aware? You know, are you police and are you federal agents aware of the fact that there's underage, you know, there's youth out there and with their parents, and they're fine, they're being cared for and well-fed. These aren't neglected children or in any way at risk unless the government storms the building and there's gunfire. We want to try to avoid that." So Tom was trying to be a peacemaker, which is great, good for him, you know, God bless him. And when the police showed up at the room, they just started looking around without a warrant, and you can't do that in this country. It's not a lawful or legal act. So they found a gun in the room. And it was apparently in the purse of another woman who was visiting it was somebody else, in one of the other reporters' room. It wasn't even Tom Lacovara's room. It wasn't registered in his name. It wasn't his room. So he was kind of visiting somebody else, him and another reporter. And there were several people in the room, and they were talking about, you know, the reporting on the event and everything that was going on, and they loved watching the TV and doing the reporter thing. There happened to be a gun in the room. It wasn't his, and it was not in his possession. Yet they still charged him.
Most of these people will give evidence on his behalf stating that, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But unfortunately, you know, the court pretends it doesn't hear that unless two things, until more time goes by and they get into a court proceeding. He hasn't even been granted bail yet. Or if an attorney says it rather than one of us people. It's very interesting and insidious that the government will honor paperwork and statements and comments and arguments and pleadings and motions from attorneys when they talk about the Constitution and lack of jurisdiction and all these other things, but they won't hear it when it comes from one of the people. You have to have that bar license that comes from that the attorneys are required to get in most states, although court case precedent has said you don't have to have a bar license to represent yourself or help somebody else represent themselves.
Yeah, the other thing is, they're obviously doing it in this case and others, that they're allowing one set of hearing rules for the prosecution and a different set for the defense.
That's putting it mildly. The deck is so stacked against the accused that it's almost insurmountable. They won't let you bring this forward. They won't let you say that. They'll constantly interrupt your objections. They'll always rule for the state if there's an objection, but against the accused and the defense. They'll present things to the... And now, this is one big thing. I'm going to take a little bit of a sidetrack, but I'll come right back to Tom's case. Judges will attempt to manipulate and intimidate the jury at a trial by telling them they can only interpret the law the way the judge gives it to them. Well, that's not true. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely crucial that your listeners and everybody realize that the jury can interpret the law however it wants to, and it's called jury nullification. And we have a really good flyer if people can get on the internet and go to courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. You'll see the big I at the top.
Yep.
Scroll down and read the jury nullification flyer. It's only one page. I might read that if we have time before we close out the show.
Sure,
take me 2 or 3 minutes. I'm going to do that right now because I think I have it in front of me here. And so one of the most important things that people can remember to exercise their right as a juror, and one of the most important things they can do as an activist is print out the jury nullification flyer and pass it out to as many people as possible, so the entire world knows that the jury has the right to judge not only the facts in the case, but they also have the right to judge the law. So if the jury feels that the law is wrong or being wrongly applied, they can acquit. They can vote that the defendant or the accused is not guilty. And that person, that man or woman, can walk away free and go home at night because the law let's just face it. Let me be blunt and just, the law sucks quite often. Laws are being passed all the time that really are not laws. I like to look at law as a fundamental issue that is inherent with your quote-unquote, let's just say, God-given rights, or if you don't believe in God, just the fact that you're living and breathing, you have rights. They are not permissions given to you by an overlord or another entity. We have rights that are inherent, and that comes out of Old English law. We got this from you guys. We just kind of ran.
Magna Carta, yeah.
Well, exactly. In the year 1215 at Runnymede, the Magna Carta was forced out of King John and by the nobles and the people, and people had more freedom the next day than they did before. So jury nullification, you know, occurs when a jury finds a defendant not guilty, regardless of the facts of the case. It is very important that people realize that when the judge gives a jury, quote-unquote, instructions, and this is part of all the whole scam that they have in the courts, time for jury instructions. Oh, great, here comes the jury tampering. And by the way, that's a felony. What these judges are doing by manipulating the juries and telling them how they can vote and how they cannot vote, that's jury tampering, and that's a major felony. But they do it every day because they're the judge and they can get away with it. So anyway, and I don't have the flyer in front of me right now, but I'm going to dig it up while we're talking, so later in the show I might read that.
Here's the flyer we have
at Courtroom Watch, and it's in a PDF file. So it's really easy
to
download.
Just give me one thing first of all. Give us the name of the. Hold on. Give us the name of the judge hearing this case.
Hearing the case for Tom Lacavara?
Yeah.
The judge. It's either Anna Brown, or it's Judge. You know, I'm not sure who it is yet because the magistrate that he had contact with, Judge Coffin. And I kid you not, his name is Coffin, C-O-F-F-I-N, as what you bury a body in. He was the magistrate.
That was like a Mel Brooks movie, yeah.
Yeah, he's the immediate judge in charge right now because he's the one presiding over bail, which is not being granted to Tom. And very sadly and very unlawfully and illegally, the government is committing major crimes here because not only the federal, the United States Constitution, but also the Constitution of the state of Oregon very clearly state that a bail must be provided for the accused unless it's an accusation of murder. That means if Tom was accused of killing somebody, he could be denied bail. But that's the only case under which he could be denied bail. He didn't even kill a fly.
Yeah.
He didn't swat a mosquito.
And
there's nothing in the accusatory instrument that accuse him of conspiring to do any harm to anyone. That's why we're big on the common law, the old English common law. No victim, no crime. And the state cannot be a victim.
Tell me this one. The key people defending him, are you happy with them?
Say that one more time, PJ.
His legal defense, who's the key person defending him?
He's got an attorney right now. I don't think it's a public defender. I think it's what they call an appointed counsel.
Well, hopefully
counsel.
Not. A public defender will destroy him, yeah.
Well, we call them the public pretender because all they do is go in and uphold the system and they do their best to try to get the accused to take a plea bargain. And once you take a plea, you've signed away your rights, and the judge says you realize you have no right to an appeal, you have no right to this,
that. He has surely the right to put up his own lawyer defense, yeah?
He does. Now, he's moving toward, I'm not sure what he's thinking right at this minute, but I heard he was moving toward trying to represent himself because he knows the attorney's just going to be public.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that in this situation because of what they're doing. He needs a very good lawyer. What's the plan for that, for getting him a lawyer and fundraising for that?
Well, I would like to go. Well, here, the good question. I would like to see the Rutherford Institute, and I'm glad you brought this up because I hadn't put enough kind of, we're so skeptical and so down on the attorneys thing, but there are a couple of good lawyers, and there are some good ones at the Rutherford Institute with John Whitehead. So I think at this point, I would ask your listeners to send emails to the Rutherford Institute. That's Rutherford, Rutherford.
Get enough emails. Hang on to that. We're going to a break. We'll have a 10-minute spot and then a 20-minute run. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. Okay, Eric, carry on. Start on the Rutherford Institute thing again, okay?
Yep, I don't have their email address right at hand, but if people just go online, okay. You can find the Rutherford Institute. Please send them emails encouraging them to please take up the case for Tom Lacovara, and it's L-A-C-O, B as in Victor, A-R-A. Lacovara.
Okay. Have you been in touch with them?
Yeah, he sometimes calls himself also Tom Lacovara Stewart. That's one of his family names.
But, have you been in touch with the Rutherford Institute?
I have not. Now, here's the thing. I have to be careful because when someone, no matter how close I am with them, gets involved and they have an attorney, at that present time, it's very difficult to start, calling other attorneys and filing paperwork.
Well, that's not true. Are you an attorney or a paralegal? Or a
no, I'm not. I'm strictly, I'm just a common law scholar and an activist.
I see. Okay. What have you worked at? What have you worked at as your own job over the years?
Construction.
Very good. Yeah. I worked at the Old Man River Dam and Civil Engineering in Alberta, and I worked for the multinational Unilever, Pirelli, Roche, those kind of companies, and 1.75 million miles and 3,000 overnights and no pension because there was subcontract.
Oh.
But there you are. But I'll talk to you off air about those things. But there's an attack going on. I won't go into too much detail. on RBN. We've been hacked. I've been viciously hacked. It's called a Red Hat attack. Now, I've a guy, luckily I know, a very high-tech guy who worked in the belly of the beast, used to be in charge of this kind of thing, and my computer is hacked, and I want to do payments on a card to a contribution to somebody and a small payment there today, and it was stopped, and I went out to the bank and said, no, you have funds to cover that, and traced it back and traced it back, and it was an interest after. I've now stood it down. But we're being attacked, like Microsoft owns Skype. Don't forget that. And the NSA are stitched into Skype and to Microsoft. And PayPal are their allies. Be very careful. And I want, I'm leading into a story here. When Tom Lacavera was doing his reports onto the John Stammler program at Malheur, I listen to it every night. I've only been on air about 15 months here, the Barden Report. I've known John for 17 years, but we've never met, only electronically. But they were raising a bit of money to keep Tom Lacavera there, because he went up there with very little money. And people donated, and a PayPal thing was sent to him, and that got intercepted and stopped. And then John knew somebody who knew somebody, and they got it reinstated. So that is going on right now.
Like, I can back that up, yeah. I can back
RBN
that up.
RBN is in a fundraising drive. Just to finish the sentence, RBN is in a fundraising drive to stay on air, and we're being attacked on that level as well. But carry on, yeah?
Oh, my gosh. Right, and people out there, if you enjoy these broadcasts, please donate. Donate to the network. You can support the sponsors of the network and go to everybody's individual site. I have a funding page up at Courtroom Watch. And, you know, people have to realize that $5 makes a huge difference, because if 100 people do it, that keeps an activist going and it keeps this information flowing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So the stepping stones
to get from here to there,
So we're urging people to send emails to the Rutherford Institute asking them to take up Tom's case. They'll take it up pro bono, which means, you know, for no charge. And they'll send several attorneys if it's a bigger case. And they really have a great track record. So that would be the best bet right now, because I think Tom is looking to get rid of the attorney. The attorney he has is intimately related to the system. He wrote papers for the local UN Agenda 21 stuff. And by the way, when you said about being blocked and hacked, I want to make sure your listeners don't think you're paranoid or exaggerating.
This is real.
We have a radio, we're building a radio presence called Studio 1776, and it was recently blocked by Facebook. Now, you can still get to the website, but Facebook has blocked access through Facebook. And I mean,
you're not doing it through Facebook. Why are you involved with Facebook?
Well, the person who helps me post and get my stuff online is a social networking master, and he uses Facebook and Twitter and all these.
You can delete Facebook out of the system, but just let me tell you, one of the things I read out many weeks ago, and I have nothing to do with Facebook, Twitter, or blogging. I was just wouldn't. But this despicable creature, what do you call him, runs Facebook, is now working with the fake news
Zuckerberg
scam. And Zuckerberg, which is Israeli passport. See where his loyalties lie. But the statement they use, wait to hear this. This is a beaut. I'll get it out before we go. After this break, we've a 20-minute run, okay? But it's called violating community standards. How do you define that? That's like Honecker's Germany. They put you off Facebook if you're violating community standards, which is what they say it is. But anyway, we're back after this break, and then we have a 20-minute run, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in. We were 20 minutes on. Just to ask Erica, just to take the point up at this point, Eric, Tom suffers from Lyme disease, isn't that right?
I believe that's the case, yep. He has Lyme disease.
Is he getting the medicine he's meant to have for that?
Not really. They're trying to substitute something else, and for a great deal of time he was not getting any medication. So he was being denied medication. He was in solitary confinement for 22 out of every 24 hours, and he's brought in and out of court in shackles. Now keep in mind, people, he was simply sitting in somebody else's hotel room that had a gun sitting in the bathroom in somebody's purse. It wasn't in it, and this is why I wanted to address real quick something you brought up before with the constructive possession. The attorneys are making up words. The word possession, if you look it up in the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, says possession, actual holding or occupancy. That means it's if it's an object, it has to be in your hand. If you're talking about a house or something, yeah, you can be in possession of it by being inside it. But you cannot be in possession of something if it's not in your hands or not in your grasp and you're not touching it. Possession is not proximity. Those are two different things. So the attorneys have made up a word for Black's Law in the legal profession called constructive possession. Oh, joy. They made up a lie that says just, you're near something. Huh?
Yeah.
It claims that if you're nearby something, you're in possession of it. So if it's sitting in a car down the street and the car is registered in your name, you're in possession of it. What happens about walking through a Walmart or a store with guns in it? Does that mean you're in possession because they're close by? So they charged him with constructive possession of a firearm. He was never in his hand. It was never accused that it was in his hand. Nobody ever swore an affidavit that they saw him holding it. It was not his gun. It was not his hotel room. And so where's the victim to this crime? There is none. So, and he's sitting in jail with no bail, even though the Constitution, state of Oregon, and federal both say he must be provided bail if it's not a murder charge. And it's not even close to a murder charge. It's not even a gun charge because he was never in possession of it. So constructive possession is a lie.
How long is he? He's about 4 months in there now. How long has he been in there now?
Yeah, it's been going, I hate to even think that it's three to 4 months now. I haven't been exactly counting the days, but it's been, you're just about right, almost 4 months now. And it's absolutely absurd because he's obviously being held on his political beliefs and because he's a very effective speaker and radio broadcaster and reporter on the scene. Now, I want to read the jury nullification flyer real quick. This is only going to take about 3 minutes. So for people who can't get online,
go ahead.
Here it goes. Jury nullification. It's your right and your duty. For hundreds of years, jury nullification has occurred when a jury finds a defendant not guilty, even though the defendant may have opposed or rejected the code in question. It is not a violation to oppose or reject an immoral or unconstitutional code, and codes are not law when they are in opposition to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. It's called the Supremacy Clause. Because the attorneys, judges, and local government make so much money passing unlawful codes and regulations, they continue to invent an illusion of criminal activity where there is none. This court for profit eventually destroys freedom in the community. Therefore, it is essential for you, the juror, to realize the importance of your role as the last blocker to a power-hungry court system and as the final enforcer of freedom among the people. Remember two things. Number one, society or the state cannot be a victim. It is called a fictitious entity, meaning false or made up. It's only a natural living man or woman that can claim to be a victim. No victim, no crime. It's common law. Number two, you, the juror, are the judge, and the judge is nothing more than a referee with no actual authority to tell the jury how they can interpret the law. Any judge who instructs the jury is committing jury tampering, a felony. In almost every case, intimidation and manipulation is used to control the jury. Do not submit to the unlawful pressure from the judge. He or she has a very large financial stake in creating guilty verdicts because the pension funds that they rely upon for their retirement are heavily invested in the private prison industry. As a juror, you have total immunity to vote your conscience regardless of any threats by the jury tampering judge. Someone's freedom will rest in your hands if you are selected as a juror, and it is your right and your duty to judge the law as well as the facts. If the law is wrong or no living victim is injured, the verdict is not guilty and freedom wins for everyone, including you, the juror. And one little case I cite at the end so people know we got some court case precedent on our side, quote, this is from U.S. versus Doherty, 1972. Quote, the pages of history shine on instance of the jury's exercise of its prerogative to disregard instructions of the judge. U.S. versus Doherty, 1972. And John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, said the jury has the right to judge both the law and the facts. So once again, people, you the juror can send somebody home free don't listen to the judge when they tell you, well, all the state has to do is present the case in this way and you must find them guilty. But if the state does not present that case, then you can find them not guilty. Notice how the judge always puts those instructions in terms of the state, the state, the state. He doesn't say the accused, the state has to prove that the accused is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. They always put affirmative, the state this, the state that. So everybody's thinking, wow, all the state has to, basically the judge has issued a guilty verdict before the trial even begins when they give those jury tampering instructions.
Thanks for letting me get that out there. Just let me insert something here. Just stay on the point there. But in Scotland, even though it's part of the UK, still there is guilty, not guilty, and not proven, which is a very important point in law that should be in Western law as well. Just to add that to it.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, I'm going to follow up and do some research. Guilty, not guilty, and then not proven.
Yeah, the High Sheriff's rule in Scotland. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, in this formerly free republic, which is now strictly a communist occupied nation, they are absolutely desperate to get every case that comes through that court. That judge wants to see a guilty verdict. I haven't run across a judge in years that I could say, yeah, that judge is up there for justice. They want to do the right thing and make sure violent people, you know, may get incarcerated, but where there's no victim, there's no crime, and people don't have their lives destroyed for minor statutory infractions, like Tom. He never hurt anybody in his original felony. That was a nonviolent statutory infraction that was strictly, you know, military law put onto free people. And his second, quote-unquote, offense, sitting in a hotel room that belonged to somebody that was in somebody else's name and having a gun that belonged to somebody else in the room, I mean, that's not possession. Once again, nonviolent statutory offense. None of these crimes really rise to the level of a crime. They're all strictly, the government is treating us like we're all military conscripts, every one of us, whether we join the military or not. Go ahead.
No, it's not exaggerated to say, some of our listeners will know this or no, won't, but we're that close to the FEMA camp situation, and God forbid that Hillary Clinton would have won. We wouldn't be on air now because they had the fake news to be enacted into law and to put the alternative media out of business. That was the plan. That's why the fake news thing exploded from CNN and all the rest. They were ready to go with it, but they were going to have the law behind it, right? But tell me, when is the next hearing that Tom is up on? What date is that?
It's April
11th,
isn't it? I think it's either the 14th or the 15th is his next hearing. And, you know, they still haven't even given him a bail hearing yet. They're still going through this absurdity called a status hearing where they're telling, because he won't sign a piece of paper, which he should not, he should never sign anything, unless it's an absolute matter of get out or stay in jail. Then I say sign it because you can always retract later and say it was under duress. That's what the word is.
Don't sign anything ever. No. Even if he's longer in there. Until he gets proper legal representation.
Here's the thing. People don't realize the recourse they have to retract anything they sign from duress. It doesn't matter if you sign something. If it was done under threat, I tell people to not sit in jail because you're going to be stubborn and won't sign the paper. Sign the damn piece of paper and get out, and then write up what's called a declaration of retraction. And you say, under duress and emotional distress and under threat of violence and incarceration, I was forced to sign this. I do not abide by it. And I completely retract my statement. I strictly signed it under duress to get my, as a cease and desist of my freedom, violations of my freedom. And then you can worry about it later. But yeah, don't sit in prison just because you're reluctant to sign it. Sign the damn piece of paper and get out because you're not going to be able to fight your case from an incarcerated position. And you do not have to be held to any standard of anything that you signed under duress. That's what the word is used for. And I don't begrudge anybody doing that. So, and I know people who have done it, and they're at least on the outside today. They had a little, you know, some agreement. And like I said, the declaration of retraction will pull that right off the record. So
okay.
that's my take.
It's like lived in America. I've lived in Ireland, Britain, Canada, and the States. I understand a fair bit about it there. I'm involved in two patriot movements, the Keep the Pound campaign, Get Britain Out of the European Union, that's two, and three, the U.S. one here for 17 years. But just to tell you that the American legal system has become an entrapment system. Plea bargaining as such is an entrapment system. And the other person I want to mention to you, do you know who Ralph Winterode is?
Yes, he's...
He has a program on RBN. He is a paralegal expert, and he's beaten the crap out of the federal government on federal tax law and everything else, and he has blown a hole through this administrative state, which is, I don't pretend to know how it affects this, but it superimposes on top of this. But he's somebody you should contact regarding this. It's very important that you do.
Oh, absolutely. I think I've heard some interviews with him, and he's sounds like he really knows his stuff, and he's having some positive effect, you know, with getting justice done in the court.
He's up in Alaska.
It's an uphill battle.
He would know about this case, but it'd be well worth your while. It would not be a diversion to contact Ralph Winterode. He's outstanding. He really, really is. But, sorry, carry on anyway in terms of things. The next hearing 2 weeks away, will he better have proper legal representation there? You can't have a what do you call it?
The public pretender.
The public defender of sell you down the river straight away. That was established fact in Denver when I lived there in 1992. If you have a public defender, you're on your way to jail, you know?
Yeah, it is, or on your way to a plea, and I would encourage somebody to sign a piece of paper to get out of jail before I would encourage them to take a plea. The plea is a tough one, but I don't, you know, people, it's up to them. But Tom's not going to do that. Tom's going to, I think, you know, go take this right to the full length, and if we can help him get a good constitutional lawyer, we're going to try to do that. And I think right now Rutherford Institute's the best bet, so any pressure people can put on them to take this case, if they hear it from a lot of people and they know going to get them a lot of publicity, that'll help Tom's case a great deal. So, and they're, you know, they can always come in on appeal as well. But, you know, some people, he's being held in Lane County, Oregon, L-A-N-E. Sheriff Byron Trapp is the sheriff that's holding him.
Yeah, give me that. I got Range Magazine to send them copies of their magazine, you know, it's about the Western issues and about that issue, and they were sent back because they moved him around. But he's now been at the same location. Give me that location again, Lane County.
Yeah, it's Lane County, L-A-N-E County. It's near Eugene, Oregon. And Sheriff Byron Trapp is holding him on what's called a courtesy hold because he's not under any lawful obligation to hold Tom. Tom hasn't had bail. He hasn't had his proper grand jury indicted. There's no lawful standing for the government to be holding Tom, and the sheriff that's holding him on behalf of the U.S. Marshals should be letting Tom go.
Give us the name of the sheriff again. Here's the name of the sheriff again.
His name's Byron, B-Y-R-O-N, and his last name is Trapp, T-R-A-P-P. And his phone number is 541-682-4150. If anybody calls, just be professional, 541-682-4150. And just educate him. Let him know that the sheriff, if you look it up on legaldictionary.com, this is the legal definition. It says sheriff, very simple, the chief peace officer in a county or subdivision. In a republic that's free, you only have peace officers. Law enforcement is a scam.
We've done many programs on the Constitutional Sheriff's Association on RBN.
Oh, great.
John Chapman is very familiar with him. You can't talk to Tom Lacavera by ringing that number, can you?
No, well, you could probably get the number where you could do an interview or a talk with him and come in as a journalist. Tell people you're a citizen journalist and are one of the, you know, with the media. And you have a YouTube channel, which is easy to set up, and set up a little quick website on WordPress. And come in as the media and tell me you want to interview Tom if anybody could get an interview.
I'll ask John Staffler about that during the week and see what might be doing.
BJ, let me also ask your listeners to call the Attorney General's office. It's 202-514-2000. That's 202-514-2000. And like you said, it would be worse if Hillary was in there, but are things really better now with Sessions and Trump, with Tom, people like Tom and Clive and Bundy and all these other people, innocent people, sitting in jail? So if we put enough heat on Jeff Sessions, he may drop the case against Tom and others.
Yeah, I'm stunned that so far, I'm not saying it's your fault, but in the Patriot movement, the people on Tom, they'll have to have direct contact with people who are working close with, in that office, with Sessions to explain this case. I know there's probably dozens like it, but considering Trump went on Alex Jones, I have no time for Alex Jones, by the way, but I know he's very big, and by the way, John Stapler gave Alex Jones his first break in radio. Don't forget that. And they've fallen out since. But he's a difficult person to deal with, Alex Jones. Everybody knows that as well. But Trump came back on Alex Jones' program after the election, or sorry, during the election campaign, and thanked him for his support, blah, blah, blah. And supposedly Roger Stone is the connection there. But I don't know about Roger Stone. But they're the only links I can make for you on that.
I'm very skeptical on Roger Stone. I mean, he's been around since the Nixon administration. I think he's inherently and intimately sworn to uphold the system, not righteousness, yeah. Not freedom, not justice, not working for the people. He likes it the way it is. Generally speaking, as long as it's his cabal running it, and I'm nonpartisan. I don't care. I don't have any animosity against. I know the Democrats stink. But the Republicans are even worse. And I wanted to read a comment from Cicero in the year 40 B.C. He said, this is real brief, I'll be short.
And
I could use the word, I could interject the word Democrat for enemy at the gates and Republican for traitor. And so listen to this. It's like he knew what was coming.
Hold on a second. Sorry. Hold on. We'll just do this short break, and then you've got 4 minutes after the break. Hang on. We get rid of this break, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. Okay, go ahead, Eric, on that. Sorry, we have about 3 minutes left, but go ahead and what you're going to do.
Got it, I'll make it brief. Yep, this is real short. Now, this is from Cicero, the famous Roman historian and writer and author and speech orator. And he said, and now where he says enemy at the gates, I would say Democrats. And where he says the traitor or treason, I would say Republicans. Okay, they're both the enemy. So here we go. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates, the Democrats, is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor, Republicans, moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor, Republicans, appears not to be a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims. I'm a patriot. And he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. The traitor works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. So that, it sounded like I see the enemy at the gates.
Very good.
Democrats
That's an accurate description of the mainstream media and CNN and what's going on now. Absolutely.
It is, and I'll just tell people quick before we go, they can find my stuff at courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. And also, if Lori comes back and takes Tom's show, because she's also a fill-in host, she does a lot of shows as well, you can find me most likely over at Studio 1776, and we just set up a YouTube channel for the Courtroom Watch, so we should be posting some radio broadcasts up there and hopefully some videos as well. But we're trying to build. If people want to donate, I do have a funding page at my website. My funding page got rejected by GoFundMe because it's too political. So it just shows you how closely, related the
violating community standards.
CIA.
Violating community standards.
I know. Too much talk about freedom and too much resistance against corrupt local government. So
it's disgusting.
Thanks for the time,
it's absolutely disgusting. No, that's fine. There's a little bit of a time lapse. You're on a phone, I'm on a phone. They've blown me off Skype, you see, the spooks, and I'm on a phone line. But there's only 1 second lap. But no. What I'll do is I'll offer you now straight away. You can give us a regular update on this program every week. I'll arrange it in advance with you. I might be have a special guest on, but we'll do a regular update every week on what's going on. And is that okay?
Fantastic. And I can do it in a shorter amount of time, but I just wanted to give
we can do say 10 or 15 minutes on the last hour. But
sure.
I'll ring you after this program. Did you get a message on your answer machine from me overnight?
I don't think I checked my voicemail yet. I just kind of woke up. It was like 8 in the morning here, and I wanted to be early. I didn't want to be late. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll ring you after the show anyway. We're coming off the last few seconds anyway. But, that's good. You've covered a lot of ground, and you've explained a lot of things very, very well. And it's just absolutely shocking. But thanks a lot for that, Eric, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes' time. And I'll just say to our listeners, that's the latest on Tom Lacavera, and we'll keep them updated. And it's fair to say... we'll be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks again.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.